I give you 1 week to prepare the text, he told Romani. It must be set to music in 14 days. Let's see which one of us has more guts. Unquote. The fruit of this challenge was the elixir of love. Felix Mendelssohn, traveling in Italy, looked, marveled, and was amused at the Italian way of composing opera. Donizetti, Mendelssohn wrote, finishes an opera in 10 days. It may be hissed, to be sure, but that doesn't matter, as it is paid for all the same. And then he can go about having a good old time. If in the end his reputation should be endangered, oh, in that case he would have to work real hard, which he would not like. Therefore, he sometimes spends as much as 3 weeks on an opera, taking considerable pains with a couple of the arias in it so that they may please the public, and then he can afford to amuse himself once again and once more write trash, unquote. Yeah, in a letter to a fellow composer, Rossini was extraordinarily frank about his method of composition. And now I quote Rossini. Wait until the evening before the opening night. Nothing primes inspiration more than necessity, whether it be the presence of a copyist waiting for your work or the prodding of an impresario tearing at his hair. In my time, all the impresarios of Italy were bald at 30. I wrote the overture to La Gazza Ladra the day of its opening in the theater itself, where I had been imprisoned by the director and under the surveillance of the stagehands, who were instructed to throw my original text through the window, page by page, to the copyists waiting below to transcribe it. If I did not compose quickly enough, they were instructed to throw me out the window instead. I did better with The Barber of Seville. I did not even compose an overture for it, but selected for it, one which had been written for an opera called Elisabetta. The public was none the wiser and completely satisfied. Unquote. Yeah, what Rossini fails to mention here is that he had used that Barber overture for his Aureliano and his L'Equivocato Stravagante in addition to Elisabetta. So the same overture served four different operas. All right, Rossini and the Barber of Seville. Gestation and performance background. I would quote for you a letter from Giuseppe Verdi to Camille Bellaigue, written in 1900. And this is Giuseppe Verdi. You may say things about Rossini, and they may be true, regarding the borrowings and the simplicity of the harmonies, the speed of composition, and so forth. But I confess that I cannot help believing The Barber of Seville, for abundance of ideas, for verve, for truth of declamation, the most beautiful opera buffa in existence. The Barber is almost universally considered, along with Mozart and De Ponte's Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, Così fan tutte, and Verdi's own Falstaff, it's considered one of the great opere buffe. Rossini's contract for The Barber of Seville is typical of its time. Rossini was 24 years old, and I would read for you some of the highlights of the contract. Rossini had to accept the libretto chosen by the impresario, so he had no choice what words he was going to set. He had to agree to any and all modifications requested by the singers. Oh, my goodness, those singers. I don't like this. I don't like that. This isn't fancy enough. They're not going to cheer enough for me here. I want more. I want less. Oh, the singers were impossible. And Rossini had to go along with them. He had to lodge with the baritone so that the impresario could keep an eye on him. He had to be present for the rehearsals and the first three performances. Dates were specified for the completion of the first act and the opening night. And compensation was set at the equivalent of about $200 plus a coat with gold buttons. Well, gold buttons, that's better. All right, the libretto that was chosen for Rossini was The Barber of Seville. The libretto was written by Cesare Sturbini, based on the play by Pierre-Augustin Caron de Beaumarchais. The Barber of Seville was the first of a trilogy of plays written and produced in Paris between 1772 and 1792 by Beaumarchais. These plays are about Figaro, Rosina, Count Almaviva, Cherubino, and so forth. The other plays being The Marriage of Figaro, the second of Beaumarchais' trilogy, and the third, The Guilty Mother, which was written in 1792. The Barber of Seville was first turned into an opera by the composer Giovanni Paisiello and librettist Giuseppe Petrosellini in 1782. So 34 years before Rossini, set this story to music. It had already been set to music by Giovanni Paisiello.